again. Time now for the weekly trivia. Jason and Alexis versus everybody in a pop culture quiz thing.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Here's your host, Holly Roberts.
Now make like a woman whose neighbor has a pet chimpanzee and face off.
Ooh, it is 8:30. It is Friday. It is Jason and Alexis in the morning. That means it's time for weekly trivia face-off. That's where Jason and Alexis go head-to-head against special celebrity guests in a lot of different knowledge about a lot of different things. And this morning, we are celebrating Lesbian Visibility Day with some lesbian trivia. And joining us this morning in that versus Jason and Alexis, we've got Jake Thompson, social media producer of Queer Tea, your gay agenda for LGBTQ news, and Jillian Hiscock, the owner of a bar of their own. Hello, everybody!
Hey, hey.
Hey, guys!
Oh, my goodness. So, Jason and Alexis did really well this morning in our trivia, in our warm-up for lesbian trivia. Are you still feeling confident, Jason and Alexis?
I'm pretty confident.
Yeah, feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You feeling good, Jason?
Pretty good. Those were, I think we were pretty easy questions, so we'll see how this goes.
These two are talking a lot of smack over here, so.
All right, Jillian, Jake.
Here's the deal. Let's just get better. Let's be better than we were last week when we had -1.
So, yes. Yeah.
So, Jillian and Jake, how are you feeling this morning? This is your first time playing weekly trivia face-off.
I mean, I think we're feeling good.
Yeah, we talked some good strategy in the hallway, so.
All right. Well, here are the rules of the game to get you guys ready to go. There are 10 questions in this game. Each team will play 3 questions in the first segment, then 2 in the second. We'll be alternating questions between teams. So I'm going to ask Jason and Alexis their question, and then I will ask Jake and Jillian. You have 20 seconds to submit your answer. Your 20 seconds begins after I've asked the question in full. Now, Jake, Jillian, you have to say final answer to submit your answer. It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Now, if you don't submit your answer before the 20 seconds is up or you're wrong, the opposing team can steal the question. They've got 10 seconds to do that. And if they get it right, they steal the point.
Love it.
All right. Okay. Jason and Alexis, okay, are you ready for your first lesbian trivia question?
Yes.
Yes.
Here it is. Bobby Riggs got destroyed in the Battle of the Sexes in 1973. Who beat him?
Oh no, jeez.
Tennis player, right? Billie Jean King.
Oh, final answer.
Final answer.
Oh yeah! My gosh.
Get into the drawer.
Sorry.
Wow. You guys got lucky.
You almost lost your like human card.
It's tennis.
I could picture her. I just couldn't.
Oh man, good job, Jace. You saved us there.
I tried. Ooh. Well, let me tell you.
Hey, you tried, Jason, and you succeeded on
the board. I went through the card catalog of the mind.
Yeah. Well, good job, Jason and Alexis, on the board. Jake and Jillian, are you ready for your first lesbian trivia question?
For sure.
I've never been more ready.
Here you go. The first American woman to go to space came out as a lesbian in her 2012 obituary, naming her partner of 27 years, Tam O'Shaughnessy. Who was she?
I think it was. Was it Sally Ride?
Yes.
I'm almost confident it's Sally Ride.
That sounds like a name that would be in space.
I mean, for sure an astronaut. I'm almost confident.
I feel 100% confident.
All right, let's do a final answer.
Final answer.
Sally Ride, final answer.
Oh, Sally Ride!
Whoa! Very nice. Was that astronaut tying up the game?
All right.
Hell yeah.
Ooh. 1-1 in our weekly trivia face-off. Jason and Alexis?
Yes.
Here is your next lesbian trivia question. The L word was a breakthrough for lesbian representation when it aired in the mid-2000s. The sequel series, The L Word Generation Blank, continues the story of many original characters while adding in teens. What letter fills in that blank?
Is it X?
L. I would say
Generation L? No.
No, I think it would either be X or Q.
Q. Generation Q.
Because
yeah, you know what? I think Q's right, Jace.
Okay.
The L word, Generation Q. That sounds right.
I guess.
Final answer?
Final answer!
Yes!
Jason!
It is the L word, Generation Q.
Lucky.
Nailed it.
Julie,
luck is really on your side.
All right, so Jason and Alexis have 2 points on the board. Let's go to Jake and Jillian. Are you ready for your second lesbian trivia question?
Yes.
Can't wait.
What singer's 1956 autobiography, Lady Sings the Blues, was later adapted into a movie starring Diana Ross?
Oh, I'm pulling at Jason. I can see your face.
Oh, it's like, is it Mahogany?
Oh, no, I don't think that's right. Billie Holiday? No. Yeah. Shoot.
Ooh.
Oh,
second.
Billie Holiday.
Yeah, I like
final
yours.
Answer.
I like yours.
I don't think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're right.
Man,
You're right.
Follow your instinct.
First instincts work. You're right.
Started sweating.
Yeah, that is Billie Holiday.
Follow the lesbian instincts.
Follow those lesbian instincts, okay?
They've never let us astray.
Well, Jason and Alexis, you've got 2 points. Jake and Jillian also have 2 points. We've got one more question for each team before we go to break.
Okay.
Jason and Alexis, here is your third lesbian trivia question. Queen Latifah got her start as a rapper, but she's also a great singer, as evidenced by her work in 2 film adaptations of Broadway musicals. Name either of those movies.
Just wow.
Chicago.
Yeah. What was the other one?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. We just have to name one, right?
Hello, lesbian.
Yeah. Hello, lesbian. Chicago.
It's Chicago. Final answer.
Oh. Yes, it's Chicago. And the other one is Hairspray.
Oh. Hairspray.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I like that. Mama Morton.
Yes. All right. Jason and Alexis have 3 points. Jake and Jillian, here is your last lesbian trivia question before we go to break. Here we go. Tammy Baldwin became the first openly LGBTQ person to be elected to the U.S. Senate in 2012. What state does she represent?
Oh, gosh. This is like almost, too easy in some ways, Minnesota trivia. Wisconsin, I believe, is the correct answer.
I was going to say.
Yeah, our neighbors. Our neighbors, yes. We're going to go ahead and lock that one in with a final answer.
We'll give you guys back 15 seconds.
Yeah, we'll just.
Yes! Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin.
Very nice, you too.
Gotcha. Very nice.
Thank you.
Guess what that means? The game is tied 3-3.
All right.
At the halfway point in our Lesbian Visibility Day weekly trivia face-off. It is literally anybody's game at this point. Jason and Alexis 3, Jake and Jillian 3. Who is going to win our sapphic trivia this Friday? Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break with the thrilling conclusion of this week's weekly trivia face-off.
Let's get back to it.
Time for the thrilling conclusion of weekly trivia.
Face.
Powered by Trivia Mafia.
Back to you, Holly.
Oh, thank you so much, pre-recorded Rocco. It's time to get back to our weekly trivia face-off powered by Trivia Mafia. And if you love trivia as much as we do, we guarantee you'll love playing Trivia Mafia. They run the best darn trivia nights anywhere, and they're based right here in the Twin Cities. Find out for yourself. Go to TriviaMafia.com. Thank you, Trivia Mafia, mwah, 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 for providing these questions for Lesbian Visibility Day. We have lesbian trivia, and when we went to break, the game is tied. Jason and Alexis have 3 points.
Woo.
Our guest competitors, Jake Thompson and Jillian Hickok, also have 3 points.
Pew, pew, pew.
The race is on.
Pew.
The race is on. Now, each team has 2 trivia questions left. Now, keep in mind, if you don't answer correctly or you don't answer in time, the opposing team can steal the point, and that might mean whether or not you win or lose tonight's game.
Yes. Woo!
All right, Jason and Alexis, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. Would help if I turn my mic on. Yes.
Yeah. I was like, are you ready over there?
Yeah. All right, here, Jason and Alexis, is your fourth lesbian trivia question. Love Lies Bleeding, Happiest Season, and The Clouds of Sils Maria are some of the sapphic entries into what former teen star's filmography?
Oh my gosh.
No pressure.
Love Lies, Kristen Stewart. I think it's Kristen Stewart. She's in it, and there's a lot of lesbian love and muscles.
Oh, okay. Kristen Stewart. With your instinct.
Final
Go
answer.
Your instinct.
Oh gosh, please be right.
Kristen Stewart, yes.
I was hoping there would be a Kristen Stewart question. And
Jake was perfect. Good job, ours. Lex.
Yeah. Yes,
Jake was way prepping. To go.
A lot of lesbian love.
Did you guys see that movie? Is it good?
I've seen it twice. I'm obsessed.
And can you confirm, Jake, if there are indeed lots of lesbian muscles in that movie?
Oh, yeah. It's a hot film. Even me, I was like, you know what?
I love it.
It's like Kristen Stewart's hot. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah she is.
All right, Jason and Alexis, take the lead with answering that question correctly. We move on to Jake and Jillian.
Not for long.
Yeah.
Your fourth lesbian trivia question is the following. In 1969, 1 year after Stonewall, bisexual activist Brenda Howard planned the Christopher Street Liberation Day Parade. That's why she's known as the mother of what event?
Okay, they get Kristen Stewart and we get like a question about
I was just
going to
say 1960s lesbian trivia. Okay. Pride Parade or, I mean, I don't know.
She's the queen of what? What was it? The title of
the
her?
The queen of what?
Of the gays.
Of the event. Of the gays.
5 seconds.
I like what you said, Pride.
Stonewall Uprising, Pride Parade.
Sorry, we got to move on for the steal.
Is it Stonewall?
I think they were on the right track, I think. Pride Parade, final answer.
I will accept Pride. Final answer. Oh. Yes. The mother of Pride, Jason Alexis.
Come on.
That was homophobic.
Coming through with the steal. Told you guys had to say final answer.
We better get a Kristen Stewart final question.
Also. It's like, why are we like the historians over here?
They're like, the gays are going to get questions get about Chicago their actual people and the community.
Well, here's the deal.
Billie Jean King.
We get space questions.
You sure do. That's right. Jazz questions.
Billie Holiday, yeah.
Political questions.
You guys get Queen Latifah and, you know, Hairspray.
Well, Jason and Alexis, you have taken the lead now 5-3. Ooh. Here's the deal. You can get this right and ascend, you know, kind of lock things in. Otherwise, Jake and Jillian can also, maybe if you don't get this in time, they can steal the point.
Yeah, we're going to come back strong. Don't worry.
Jason and Alexis, here is your last lesbian trivia question. What author and poet explained in Zani, A New Spelling of My Name, that she dropped the Y from the end of her first name? So both her names were 5 letters and ended in E.
Say what? Zani. Her first name, 5 letters. Janie.
Are you going through every name that ends with a Y?
Or with 5 letters.
Oh. I don't even know what Holly said.
Ruthie.
Ruthie? Name famous lesbians.
Okay.
I don't know.
Ellen.
Fine. We're just moving on for the steal.
Ellen is not. Oh, yeah.
You guys know this one?
Ooh. Oh, wait, our time's up?
Yeah,
everybody's time's up.
I
thought we were waiting for the clock to start.
Well,
any clue, though?
Any clue, Jake and Jillian?
No,
do you have any idea?
Drop the Y.
Tony?
I think that's what before. Was it
Paula Abdul?
Yeah. Katie Lang.
KD.
It would be author and poet Audre Lorde.
Oh,
wow.
I know her.
We should all be disappointed in ourselves for that. That was pretty.
Nobody knows the lesbian poet. Audre Lorde.
Now you guys know how we feel. Yeah.
1960s lesbian trivia.
Wait, but take the Y off the first name?
Audrey. Yes.
Oh, I see now.
Yeah.
Solving for X.
I didn't know that was.
I know, me either.
Oh, it's poetry.
I'm sorry to our community.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Look out for Jake's apology Substack coming soon. Here's your last question, Jake and Jillian, in our lesbian trivia weekly trivia face off. Now, here's the deal. You're not going to win, but maybe you might make it closer with your last question. Here we go. In 2017, Monroe Bergdorf became the first trans model for the world's largest cosmetic company as part of their True Match campaign. Name that company, which owns, among other brands, Kiehl's and Lancome.
Okay, Jake, you're far more beautiful than I am.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet of you to say. you are too. Is it Color Match? I feel like that's either Maybelline
or True Match.
Oh, it's got to be
Revlon.
I think
Revlon or Maybelline. Which one's more progressive? Maybelline. Final answer.
I like that.
For the steal,
it's Estee Lauder.
Final answer.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh my god! Is it CoverGirl?
The correct answer is L'Oreal.
L'Oreal.
Wow, we were all wrong.
They're all off.
Wait, did Estee Lauder?
I don't wear makeup. Oh.
I think Estee Lauder is part of a larger. I think.
Oh, that's
I don't know.
One of the umbrella
you heard Lancome,
drops.
And so you were like,
I heard Lancome and yeah.
Here we go though. But congratulations, Team Jason and Alexis, winning on lesbian trivia on Lesbian Visibility Day, 5-3. Congratulations! But you know what, Jake and Jillian, you did a fabulous job.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Yes. Jillian, where can people find your bar before we go? Because we're up against the clock here.
Yeah, we're in the Seward neighborhood of Minneapolis, 2207 East Franklin, right across from Pizza Luce.
Covered everywhere. New York Times, Washington Post. Congratulations, Jillian. That's so good. So
Thank
great.
You.
So proud of you. A bar of their own.
That's going to do it for us. If you are listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. I learned that really from my brother, Jake.
Yay.
Love you guys. Have a great day, great weekend. And Don and Steve up next. Bye for now.